The Apostle Paul calls men to love and lead their wives in Ephesians 5, 22 to 33. In the next video, we're going to look at leading. And in this video, we're going to look at loving. And if you're not yet married, don't switch off, because it's never too early to learn how to love and lead your future wife. Now, Paul calls us to love our wives in two ways. First of all, he says, love your wives as your own bodies. You get that in Ephesians 5, verses 28 and 29. Husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. Now, just think about how you love your body, how you care for it, think about it, protect it. The apostle uses two verbs, nourish and cherish, two of the most tender verbs in the whole of the Greek language. Nourish means feed with a view to flourishing, and cherish means to warm and protect, like a bird putting its wings over its young. So he calls us to love our wives as our own bodies, meaning nourishing and cherishing them. Then he says, secondly, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And we see that in Ephesians 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And this is an even higher standard than loving our wives as our own bodies. Because this means that we are to love our wives more than anything else, exclusive of all other women, practically, as Christ actually did stuff to love his church. It means appreciatively, in other words, encouraging her, praising her when she does things that she does well. Graciously, that means loving her not just when she pleases us, but even when she offends us. To love her sacrificially, that means giving up time, talent, energy, thought, in order to love our wives. So we're to love them as our own bodies and love them as Christ loved the church. Two huge callings upon us. What does that mean practically? Well, first of all, it means we're to make our wives our best friends. And that means that there's no rival to her in terms of friendship. No one comes near being our best friend forever. That is our wife. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do date nights all the time. That's a great thing about being best friends. You don't need to do stuff like that. You can do it, but it's not necessary. Best friends can be best friends in the yard, in the sitting room, driving in the car. Best friends. Secondly, it means spiritual fellowship. It means sharing with one another in the most deep spiritual matters of the soul. Sharing our daily readings that we have in the Bible with our spouse and listening to hers. Sharing prayer requests, praying together. So spiritual fellowship. Thirdly, it means studying. I think it's a good idea for couples to read a marriage book together every year. Even if you've been married for many years, there's still new things to learn and many things we need to relearn. Fourthly, clear roles. Follow the Bible's teaching on the roles and responsibilities of both the man and the woman. And talk these things through and get clarity on them so that there's real understanding of what each person's role and responsibilities are in the marriage. Then spend time together, number five. You try and get home most evenings if you can. And at meal times, ideally get home for meal times. Put technology away so that it's not always interrupting your time with your wife and family. Try and devote one day a week, your day off in general, try and devote that day to strengthening your marriage and your family ties. Same goes for vacation. Try and take as much vacation time as you can. Take it all and, again, devote it to strengthening your relationship with your wife and family. Communication is number six. Try and spend at least 30 minutes a day talking with your wife, ideally closer to an hour. And it doesn't need to be important things to talk about. Talk about everything and nothing. Just get time together and maybe even do it while you're walking. Then you can strengthen your body as well as you're strengthening your marriage. Then number seven, encourage your wife. Tell her the things she's doing well, not just the things she's doing badly. And tell her the things she's doing well at least five times more than you tell her the things she's doing badly. I would say also, number eight, go to bed at the same time. I think that's an important part of marriage, as much as you can, and pray together last thing at night together before you sleep. And then laugh a lot. Shona and I, we sometimes say to her, hey, it's ages since we've laughed. We need to lighten up a bit. It's a very important ingredient of marriage. And then lastly, number 10, vital vocabulary. So important to have these five phrases in your marriage. Please, thank you, I'm sorry, I forgive you, and I love you. The more we are saying these words, usually the stronger our marriages will be. And remember, Peter says in 1 Peter 3, verse 7, that our spiritual lives are very much tied up with our marital lives. If our marriage is not flourishing, our spiritual lives will not be flourishing. So, real men love their wives.